What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I know it's been a hot minute. I missed last week. Again, that's twice the summer where I've had a huge fluke. And it just reminds me that I'm really thankful that I took off, most of the days. And I appreciate your patience and adore you guys for sticking with me through the chaos. I ended up working at the job I bartend at. I ended up managing, serving, and bartending for like 80 hours last week. Today was my first day off. I've been working open to close for a hot minute. So I'm excited to be back at this, honestly. Like, there's a point in my life where too many people is too much peopling for me. Okay. Like, I'm over the peopling business for the moment. And I'm very happy to come back into my office and be here with naked hairy balls, just me and him, recording a podcast. This is definitely my zen, my moment, my favorite time. And a lot's been going on. I mean, when I say chaos, right? Because you guys, if you're new here, I've got six kids home for the summer. I've got two college girls home for the summer. And a fuck ton of animals. I am picking up a new kitten on Saturday, so I'll talk about her on next week's Microdose Monday podcast, because we are going to talk a little bit about microdosing. But today I really want to help you, because this is something that I've been going through, is just rediscovering your motivation. Like, when you're feeling lost, and I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to be honest, there is our lives have different compartments, right? Like, you've got your marriage, you've got who you are as a mom, you've got maybe your job, maybe your side gig, maybe your, dreams and aspirations, like writing books on the side, recording podcasts. I've been stuck in a part of my life for a really long time, and I've been in denial. And when I say really long time, I'm talking like for the past 3 or 4 years, I've been super stuck, just not feeling motivated to move forward. And the problem is, I felt an incredible amount of loyalty to a person, okay? To a person that believed in me before I believed in myself, someone that has really, absolutely helped me to grow into the person I am today, okay? In the fact that she believed in me before I believed in myself, okay? Like, when I didn't see me as someone who could be someone, she was like, "You're someone." Okay? That's a big deal to me. So I've been very loyal to a person no matter what's been happening. A lot of decisions I make in this one compartment in my life, all those decisions were based on what would she think? I would be disappointing her. I would be letting her down. Like, and I didn't realize I was doing this. Literally letting that control a huge part of my life. And I realized the other day, because I called her and I was like, "Man, I tried this thing and I super love it, and I have to tell people, and I don't know what to do because there's parts of where I'm at that I love so much." Okay, you guys, I have a side gig, in case you're like, "What the fuck is she talking about?" And when you have a side hustle, especially in like the MLM industry or network marketing industry, in case you're not sure what that stuff is, most of the time you get in big trouble for working in a contradictory, like on the enemy lines. Okay, so if you're working for a makeup company and they're giving you a paycheck every month to promote their makeup, but you try makeup from another company and you love it more, you literally cannot talk about that makeup company. Okay. So there's rules. There's rules to the game in a side gig. And so I'm in that, it's not a makeup company, but I'm in this industry, and I found something that I just can't not share, right? And I had a conversation with someone. It's been probably 2 weeks ago. And I just had this realization of like everything I coach people about making decisions for yourself. What's good for you? What's good for your soul? What's good for your family? What do you need in this moment? What is going to serve you and where you're going with your future? Not based on what someone else thinks, because fuck that. We don't give a fuck what other people think. Okay. And I can do that in a loving and respectful way. And so can you. And this whole time I've been like keeping myself prisoner, because I'm like, man, You know, we start feeling obligated to people that have helped us. And the truth is, like, that's not the case. You are not obligated to help people. And I realize, like, I help people in my own way. I do the same thing, and there's never a moment where I expect anything from them. And I do not expect them to stay with me and stay loyal to whatever it is I'm representing if it serves me, if it's not good for them. Right. And I realized, like, oh my God, if this person is really my friend and really believed in me, they're going to support me no matter what I decide, what I choose. Right. No hate, absolutely. Like, no hard feelings, all the things. And I just have really realized I've been making serious decisions in this little compartment of my life based on what someone else thinks, you guys. And I lost my motivation. I didn't care about the side hustle anymore. Like, I've let it go. I let a paycheck that was, you know, pretty hefty. I let that paycheck go, and it's just dwindling away, and I'm doing nothing. I'm doing nothing. And the truth about this life right now, okay, with everything going on, everyone needs a side gig, something that's going to be bringing in an income. I don't know anyone who couldn't use some extra money. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, we find ways to spend it. Y'all, we just got a new motorcycle. We got a bagger. Like, it's fucking huge and it's a beast, and I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it. I finally got to drive it today. I took it to the parking lot. If you've been with me from the beginning, you know this bitch taught herself to ride a motorcycle in the fucking school parking lot behind our house. Okay. Did the same thing with the bagger today, and I'm obsessed. It's amazing. So, trust me when I say that there's always something to spend money on, and we find a way to do that. So, I've been dragging my feet in this area of my life, not making money because I've been obligated and I didn't want to hurt someone else, right? Like, basing shit on what other people feel and realizing, like, I've seriously lost my motivation. And that's the thing. Like, I lost my way when it came to, like, setting goals, and there was no progress. I am declining 1,000%. I've declined. I don't even want to talk to people about this. I don't even want to work in the industry anymore. That's how much I've lost the motivation. And then I started taking this new product and I'm obsessed and I'm excited again. But then I felt like I can't share it because I have to be loyal, right? I have to be loyal. But I don't have to be loyal to a person with every decision I make for the rest of my life, right? Loyalty with people outside of your inner circle is very different. It's very different. It doesn't have to be like this. And I've been carrying this weight on my chest. I finally feel free because I'm like, I'm going to let myself move on. I'm going to let myself grow, let myself expand. And it's one of those things, like, we hold on to the things that we're comfortable with because we're afraid of what we can't see. And I'm terrified. I'm terrified because I don't know what comes next. If I stay where I'm at, stay here, I know exactly what to expect. I know exactly how I'm going to feel. I know what's going to happen. I'm not going to do shit for the rest of my life. I'm not going to have a side gig. I'm not going to flourish. I'm not going to bring amazing products to people. I'm just going to drag my feet and feel miserable, like I'm carrying a fucking weight. So I get it. I've lost my way. And these are the things that are helping me find my way again. That's it. It's really, really hard to rebuild motivation when you feel like you're off track. You have to gather your thoughts. Literally, it's about telling myself, like, this is achievable. And I'm willing to do this, and it's not going to kill me, right? Even if I was, you know, walking away from someone who would be abusive and manipulative and try to make me feel bad that I chose something for me. What's the truth, you guys? If we're spending time with people who are not going to celebrate you doing what's best for you, are they really your fucking people? Are they your people? They're just not. And I don't have a doubt in my mind that this person is going to cheer me on no matter what I do, no matter how much it sucks or hurts, that maybe I'm not on the same path as them. A real friend is going to support you no matter what path you go on. And that has been my fear, right? I lose people because I fight so hard to be who people wanted me to be. I've done that from day one. If you read my book, Once Upon a Time, Bitches, this is a whole conversation I've had. In my first marriage, I was not myself. I was just who I thought he wanted me to be. That's it. You're never going to make it in life trying to be someone you think other people want you to be. You're not being true. You're not being authentic. And honestly, it's fucking exhausting. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from being that person. People that really love you for who you are going to celebrate you, even if it doesn't serve them. 100%. That's it. So I'm telling myself this is okay. It's okay because either way, what happens in my life, in my personal life, what happens? I'm here. My real life is my husband. My real life is my kids. My real life is every day when I wake up in this house, who I am in that moment, who I'm going to be throughout the day, the habits I'm going to have. No one else has an impact in that. So if you're making decisions based on what people are going to think that are outside of your immediate circle, you're fucking yourself. You're fucking yourself and it's exhausting. And you will lose your motivation 100%. And then you're going to be on that fucking hamster wheel of like, what do I do next? Where do I go? And then you just like keep spinning. And I even have this like conversation of wanting to beat myself up of like, man, it's been like 3 or 4 years that you knew you wanted out. I wanted out. I wanted out a long time ago. And I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't do what served me because I was holding on to what was comfortable, afraid of letting go of something for fear of loss. When knowing if I just open up and step into my full potential and power and do something that serves me, that opens up an entire vibration of everything that's going to come back to me. 100%. I had to figure out where the fuck I want to be. I know where I want to be, and I'm not comfortable in this compartment of my life. I'm not okay. So either I can suffer here in silence and not do anything, but just stay comfortable being uncomfortable. Do you understand? I'm not happy here, but it's comfortable, so I'm choosing it, right? Or I could do something fucking scary that's uncomfortable and know that I can choose what comes next. That's what happens. I had to figure out what the fuck matters the most to me right now and where do I want to go from there. I haven't even been visualizing my dream life lately. I just haven't. I let myself drown in everything that's right here, right now, in the immediate, not really thinking and planning and figuring out, okay, if I'm really not going to move this side gig, if I'm not going forward, then what am I going to do? Because we're stuck here and here isn't enough for me. It's not. I'm never going to be okay with where I am. I'm the kind of person that has to just like keep moving. I have to keep moving. I have to do the next thing. I have to get crazy. So I have really had to step back and think about all of the details I need so I can get a feel for what I truly desire. That's what you need to do. If you are stuck and you're not feeling that motivation, if you're feeling lost in your way, figure out where you want to be, specifically what you really desire. And no one else can play a part in that. Okay. And by no one else, I'm talking about anyone outside of my immediate family. Like, obviously, my husband is in every decision I make. He's in every potential possibility of what I can do. And I literally have been letting him down as well, just because I'm not serving myself. I'm not becoming my best self. Being your best self, that's how you have the best relationships. And there's just been something I'm stuck on. And I guarantee that it may not be something we could pinpoint right now, but it is something that does affect our relationship. Knowing who I am when I'm in my power, that's huge. And I just haven't been in my power. Okay. I think it's important that you commit ideas to paper, meaning when you finally decide to envision everything you want for what you truly desire, you have to write the details out clearly. Focus on what you want and stop thinking about what you don't have or what you don't want. We know that law of attraction, if you keep focusing on the bullshit, that's what comes back to you. Put everything down on paper. You need to process this information after you write it down, and writing shit down is power. That's why I post journal prompts in the Once Upon a Time Bitches group on Facebook. If you're not in there, bitch, get in there, because honestly, writing shit down does a lot. And I've been the person that has been avoiding this. I've been like knowing I'm avoiding it, but not being consciously aware of the avoidance. Like, bitch, I've been lost for a long time, for a long time. I want you to review your current goals. How do these current goals relate to what you want in your dream life? Are you setting specific goals for what you want to achieve? Shit's only effective if it's driving you toward the future you desire. So if you are like me and you're somewhere where you're not feeling just 100%, maybe you need to change the environment. Okay, it's not always about like getting that remotivation, because I've had little sparks. I've had conversations. I've talked to coaches and they're like, okay, this, you just have to change your perspective about this, because I say this is my problem. I can't get over it. and I'm not doing anything about it. I literally, you guys, I should have left where I'm at probably 5 years ago. I needed to mature to this level, I guess. I don't know. I can beat myself up about it forever, but you know, if you're in a situation that you should get out of, now's the time. Like, me waking up is powerful because that means I get to turn around and tell you it's time to wake the fuck up. If you don't like where you are, do something about it. You are not stuck. You are not obligated. You do not have to continue to be where you are. That's it. I've got an entire, like, bitch, when I tell you I wrote shit down, I have an incredible plan for the fall. Okay. Summer, I'm hooked. I'm hooked where I am. I love working with my girls. I love bartending. I love people. I'm in a tourist town, so it's like busy season. I fucking love it. Bitch, I'm bartending and I've got like, it's insane, you know, like 10 server tickets. I've got 30 people waiting for drinks. It's a challenge for me and it's the kind that I love. Like, I absolutely love it. I'm not giving up the summer gig. Okay. Cause it's fun as fuck. Okay. But when it comes time for the fall, I'm going to be over people. Just like this week, I'm done peopling. Done peopling. I'm done peopling. That's going to be me in the fall. And I'm like, okay, bitch, what are you really going to do? Because I'm not going to have the luxury of just like hanging out in the fall and the winter if I don't do something about my current situation. That's the truth. It's the truth. So I wrote out a map of what my plans are and I took action. I did scary shit. I did scary shit. And you have to create that visual representation of your goals. Okay. So this is where we start writing on the construction paper and hanging it all over the fucking house. Okay. I told you guys I've done that. I've done that before I got published. And I was like, I'm going to be a best-selling author, all the things. And that shit, that it happened. Because every day I saw that, I'm like, okay, you have to have conversations about your book. So guess what's going up on my wall in the next few weeks? Okay. Towards the fall, I have some big goals and I'm going to write them out. I'm going to manifest them. I'm going to keep them on my mind. You've got to keep shit fresh. Who do you want to be and where do you want to go? What do you want to be doing? Keeping your goals in mind, that's essential to developing that motivation to see everything through. You wake up, you see it. You know, they say out of sight, out of mind. That shit's real. It's fucking real. Out of sight, out of mind. We don't give a fuck. Okay. Start making yourself very aware of what it is you want to do and who you want to be and where you want to go. That's it. Surround yourself with people that are going to support you and your goals. That's the best help for relocating your motivation. If my husband wasn't like behind me 100%, and he's iffy too, because he's gone through everything I've gone through in my current situation. And he's like, fuck that. Okay. He's like, why didn't you walk away a long time ago? Fuck that. Fuck that. You don't love it. You're not doing anything about it. So why are you wasting your time? He could say that till he's blue in the face. But at the same time, he could be super hardened and be like, no, we're not fucking doing this again. You're done. You're out of the industry. Fuck the side gig. Let's just figure out a different, you know, MO, right? He's not 100% supportive. In fact, he just placed a really big order for me in, you know, a big jump that's going to just kind of explode where I want to be. So 100% supportive. You've got to have that support, the people that are going to be there to help you relocate that motivation. Have the people in your life that are going to cheer you on and feed you that positive energy. I guarantee if I woke up tomorrow and I was like, man, I'm fucking scared. I'm scared, babe. He's going to be like, fuck that. You have nothing to be afraid of. And he's going to remind me who the fuck I am. You need people like that in your life. Know who the fuck you are. That's me. I'm going to remind you. Just text me and say I'm scared. And I'm going to say the same thing. Like, you know who the fuck you are. What are you afraid of? What's the worst thing that can happen? You lose someone in your life? They say some bad shit about you? I guarantee people are talking bad shit about you whether you do something or not. That's it. Remind yourself consistently. Why do you want these specific goals? Close your eyes. Visualize your dream life. And then review your action plan to remind yourself of how you're going to get there. When the why of your goals is important to you, the how appears easily. Knowing exactly what you want and how you're going to get there, it brings consistent motivation. That's 100%. That's truth. Detailed action plan of achievable steps. We're talking about the habits. What are you going to do? We know what you want, but But if you imagine yourself and how you got there, if you can picture yourself 10 years from now and you have the life you want, what the fuck did you do to get there? You didn't Netflix and chill, ho. You didn't. That's it. You want a detailed plan of achievable steps. Then you get excited. And every time you tackle those challenges, you get past them, you move on. It's exciting. You have to take decisive action to achieve your goals. That's where the strength comes from. You're just sitting around thinking about it. What is that going to do? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I work with a young girl who was telling me about one of her at her other job, one of the people that she met for breakfast, and he makes a lot of money. He's a billionaire. And she's like, you know, Brandon, I really want to take advice from him. And he had a talk with me the other day because she's like, you know, I know where I want to be. So who should I be taking advice from? And she knew right away. He has money. That's her goal. She wants the money. She wants the freedom that money provides. So she has this conversation with him. And, you know, he's telling her how to do the things and not to think about the people and the steps you take and what it takes, the work it takes. And she's like, Brandon, I know I have to learn from the people that have done it before. Huge. I mean, she's not even 21, you guys. I think she's like 19 or 20. And she's already getting it. There are people that have already walked the path that you're trying to take. Find them. Have the conversations. Find the people. How did they do it? How did they do it? They didn't do it by being afraid because of what they thought someone would think. One fucking person. You're afraid of what they think and what they can do in your life. No one can touch you. No one can touch you. Your life is about your life. And unless someone is going to wake up and live it for you, you're kind of held to the fire on the decisions that you make. That's it. It's no one's fault that I've been dragging my feet and staying where I'm not happy. No one's fault but my own. And it's fucking scary. I mean, it's terrifying. It's terrifying to like let go of something that... Number one, I've been there for 8 years now. 8 fucking years of my life, I've been in the same position. And I think because in that moment, it saved me. It was everything I needed at the time. And that gives me a whole, you know, a whole envelope of reasons to start feeling guilty about leaving. But that's not the truth. I gave too. Right? As much as they saved me, I put in the work. It wasn't handed to me. Nothing was handed to me. I did the shit. And that doesn't mean that I have to stay where I'm not happy 100%. But I fucked myself. I've been fucking myself mentally for at least 4 or 5 years. I don't know. I could keep adding years because I keep thinking of situations where I really felt like, bitch, get out of here. Like, run, go, leave. You're not happy. You're not happy here. You should never stay where you're not happy. And the worst part, bitch, okay, when I'm coaching women, because I coach a lot of women in this industry, when I'm coaching them, this is the shit I'm saying to them. And for some reason, it has not reflected back to me. Okay, usually when I'm talking to someone, I can find bits and pieces of that conversation where I'm really talking to myself, not in the situation, 100%. Not in the situation I was just in denial. I was in denial and I was very fucking stubborn. That's definitely one of my red flags. I'm stubborn as fuck. So I struggled with that, but I'm free now. Like I know I'm releasing it. It's going to be a journey and I'm rebuilding. I'm redefining everything. I'm finding my motivation again because I've been fucking lost, bitch. I've been lost. And even getting back to something that I really love, like I can tell you guys, I haven't recorded a podcast for 2 weeks, okay? I missed last week. It feels like a lifetime, and I come back to this space, and I'm like, man, I feel like I'm home. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. It does make me happy. I'm excited for the fall because I know my goals are to get back to 5 days a week to have some serious conversations with you guys to help you get back on track. But in this small conversation, I just want to help you find your motivation if you're stuck, if you're lost. Stop staying where shit is not serving you. And with that, I want to make sure you guys are signed up for emails at brandonlynette.com. Okay. Make sure you have checked out my books at onceuponatimebitches.com. Get into my Facebook group called listenbitch.com or listenbitch on Facebook. That's where I post the journal prompts 5 days a week. And we're going to talk a little bit about microdosing. So let's get into that conversation. I keep getting this ad on my Facebook page, and it's from a company called Kick or something like that. It's like Kick. They're promoting a product that is going to lower your heart rate and your stress levels. So you're not sweating, your voice isn't shaking, your hands aren't shaking when you're in a very, insane situation like speaking in front of a crowd. You want to give a presentation, you want to do the things. And it is a pharmaceutical drug that they are promoting all over the place, but you can get this without a prescription, I believe. I mean, that's what the ad says. Okay. I've not clicked on it because I already have something that definitely gives me that power. And I'll tell you guys right now, microdosing is my jam, 100%. That is how I have remained sane in all the crazy that's going on in my life. And it's also, I can, the pattern I have in my life when I know that I'm just going through something and I'm like, no, I don't want to feel 100%. I don't want to feel good. Like, we are so fucking self-abusive. We're self-destructive. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know where that part of me comes from, but I'll be like, no, I'm not microdosing this week. And then I just ask for like a shit storm. Okay. Cause not microdosing is usually a shit storm. Microdosing for me is definitely a zen moment. And 100%, I feel like microdosing is gonna kick Big Pharma's ass, which is why, the government's dragging their feet on decriminalizing it all across the board. Okay. And I get it. You guys, there's dispensaries everywhere now, right? We used to be in the era, in the generation of like paranoia and shit because you were not allowed to smoke weed ever. Like, we don't even talk about smoking weed. How many people really didn't even admit they did it, but they did because they were so fucking terrified. I feel like that's what's happening with microdosing because so many people do it. I had this conversation and like no one's shocked anymore. People are not getting shocked anymore when they're like, psilocybin, what? Tell me more. Bitches, people are doing this. They're doing it and it's changing their lives. And it's like, there, you guys remember, I don't even know when it was, but it, I mean, I'm an 80s baby, but I know Pepsi and Coke have competed with each other for a very long time. Okay. Coca-Cola came first. I think that's the thing. They were the chicken or the egg. It was Coca-Cola came first. And everybody was very, married to the brand. Okay. So Pepsi did a challenge, like the blind taste challenge. And they're like, we're going to kick your ass. And diehard Coke fans were like, fuck you. No, you're not. And every single time they chose the best tasting drink, it was fucking Pepsi. So people that were diehard Coke fans chose Pepsi. And I feel like this is fucking microdosing to Big Pharma. Go ahead and you've got your depression, you've got your anxiety, you need your, you need your pharmaceutical drugs, you need your prescriptions. No, bitch, I'm telling you right now, if you really put microdosing up against every fucking big pharma drug, I don't care what your ailment is, I don't give a fuck what your problem is, microdose against any fucking medication, and you're gonna choose microdosing every time. That's it. Every fucking time. There is not a prescription in the world that is going to do what microdosing does for you. When you take psilocybin in small amounts, it is literally changing the conversations that you're having in your brain. Okay. You are not happy with who you are and where you are right now. That's why you're fucking depressed. You are so worried about what's coming next that you can't fucking chill and be in the present moment. That's why you have anxiety. All of these situations that you're struggling with, psilocybin, boom, knocks it out because it creates new conversations in your brain. It is fucking science, bitch. It's going to fuck with your brain in a very positive state, in a very positive way. It changes the way you think, respond, act, all of it. Even your body, the way your body responds and communicates with itself, because your body's a whole functioning machine. Bitch, do you know what goes into your body functioning to you being a fucking human that can breathe and eat and sleep and shit and all of that? Your body works together in this big, fucking, beautiful, harmonious, harmonious way. Bitch, it's working. Your body is a fucking beast. It's amazing. Love it in this moment and love it more by microdosing psilocybin, because it changes the way your body communicates, where you're like, oh, I have pain when I do this. Your body's like, no, bitch, you don't have pain. That's all in your head. And we're going to show you new ways to see that. It is everything. It is everything. And I'm telling you that if you're not microdosing, you need to be 100%. I feel very strongly about it standing up to any prescription that you're taking. You think about the shit that you want out of life and you never get around to getting it. We're talking about how to rediscover motivation when you're lost. This is psilocybin. You're just lost. Maybe you get started on a situation and you kind of give up. You get frustrated because you really want that thing you're thinking of, but no matter how hard you try, you just don't take the action. And that's something about microdosing. You've been listening to me talk about this for a long time and you still haven't pulled the trigger. You haven't. You drag your feet because you're comfortable. You're not taking action. There's nothing wrong with you because you procrastinate. It's not about discipline. It's not because you're weak. It's that fucking anxiety. That's the cause of procrastination. Because what happens is you get an idea that's exciting about your life. Maybe a new, you know, eating regimen. You're like, I'm going to go keto, and you get excited. You want to write a book or any hobby. And for a moment, you're fucking pumped. It would be so fun to get published. It would be so fun, you know, to lose this weight and stop eating like shit. But just as quick as you have that thought, 1,000 fucking anxious thoughts will flood your brain with all the reasons why it won't happen. Okay. All the reasons why you're going to fail. And they seem convincing. They seem so convincing because we feel like, oh my God, this is right. My brain says no. Your brain's just protecting you, bitch. It doesn't know what it doesn't know. You've taught it to be anxious and weary about new shit, because every time you're discovering something new, you have this little feeling of like, oh my God, I can't explain this. And then you realize you don't die and it's not so bad, but you don't know you're not going to die till you take the fucking steps, until you do the things. We put shit off because those thoughts are so convincing. We don't take action until we come up with an answer to every thought. And just like my friend who was telling me the other day, like, you know, I want to talk to people that have been there. She's like, elderly have wisdom. Older people know what they're talking about. Find your elder mentors, because I can tell you 100% of the time, they're going to tell you to fucking go for it. They're in a space you don't want to be. That cemetery is full of fucking lost ideas, heartbreak, devastation, because they never took the chance. Their biggest regret is going to be, I didn't go for it. I didn't go for it. And we get so much grace in our choices and our chances. And I'm saying that from a personal perspective, because I'm like, I've been dragging my feet for years and I'm getting a chance to do something different. My biggest regret, if I would have died last year, I'd have been like, you fucking bitch. You didn't do shit. You stayed there because you were comfortable. You weren't happy. What the fuck? And I feel like we're going to get a playlist of everything we could have done, the coulda, woulda, shoulda, and we're going to be pissed because we didn't take action because we're fucking scared. And that's okay. Your brain's protecting you. It's all it knows. They're convincing. You might wait forever. You're going to regret that. Go to a fucking nursing home and talk to people about their biggest regrets in life. And it will always be about not taking action on something fucking huge. And if you're going to wait for answers to all the anxious thoughts you have, you're going to wait forever, because there are no answers. You feel this. You know what it's like with anxious thoughts. When you answer one, a million more are going to show up to replace that thought. You're in a rabbit hole you can't get out. If you want to overcome procrastination, if you want to start to find that motivation when you've lost your way, if you want to see the fucking light, you have to stop the thoughts before they start so that you can have the energy and focus to do what you used to put off. Imagine having an exciting idea and there's not 1,000 naysaying thoughts to suffocate it. Right there, you've got a spark. You've got a spark. You've got energy. You're on fire and you enjoy the work of bringing the idea to life. I know I have a lot of work ahead of me. I do. And I know it's coming in the fall and I'm excited. It's a different kind of work. Not having a full restaurant with a wait list, running a bar as a single bartender with like feeding a whole restaurant fucking vodka. Bitch, it's a different kind of work. And I look forward to that. When you microdose, you stop procrastinating because you stop feeling anxious. You just do the things. Imagine moving from one task to the next. You have more energy. You don't have to think about what you're doing anymore. And you don't think about what you're doing. There are times when I'm just like, wow, I've done a lot. And I didn't freak myself out about it. Like, bitch, I'll tell you about today. Today's my first day off in a really long time. Okay. It's Sunday here in Brandon Lynette's world. I told everyone all week. I'm like, Sunday will be no fucking peopling. I'm not getting out of bed. I've told bitches I won't even brush my teeth. I'm like, I'm gonna get out of bed and I'm gonna go straight to the couch and I'm not moving. I was tired. I was worn out. I was overstimulated. I knew I needed to get away from people. It was fun, bitch, but it was exhausting. Anytime you work in a place from open to close that many days in a row, you're gonna feel something. Okay. 12 to 12 every day. It was rough. All the peopling and it's different energies and it's different everything. It was exhausting. It was tough. So is what I'm going to be doing. And I look forward to that. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not overthinking about it. I just do the things. And I said, I'm sleeping all day. I'm done peopling. Guess what, bitch? I was up at 7:30 today. Got up, gave my cat a bath, gave my girls a bath, did some laundry, showered, did my makeup, got ready for the day, did the rest of my chores. And I was like, let's do this. So we went shopping. We went shopping for like, smart things around the house. And we went out to eat. I went and practiced driving the bagger in the school parking lot. Like, I fucking killed the day. And I didn't even think about it. That's because of microdosing, 100%. Otherwise, I would have thought about everything and I'd been like, oh my God, it's your only day off. You're going to be so tired. You have to do this. All the things. What about your podcast? You're going to be exhausted. Just stay in bed. I didn't. I had energy. I wasn't overthinking anything. I'm like, let's just go fucking slay the day. Bitch, we slayed the day and it was great. You'll stop procrastinating because you'll stop feeling anxious. You'll have the energy. You'll have exciting ideas and you're going to take the act, not because you have exercise willpower, but you're going to have that energy that comes from desire and you won't have anything blocking you from taking that next step. And this is what's fucked up, okay? This is what's fucked up and where we come with the self-sabotage because I've done this where I'm like, oh, I don't want to do mushrooms because what if I become powerful? I swear to God, I swear to God, bitch. We get afraid of being great. We do. We get so comfortable with our mediocre fucking bullshit lives that we think, oh my God, what if I become great? It'll be uncomfortable. Staying where you are is uncomfortable because I can see you and you're not the happiest. You're not happy. That's it. I want spontaneous action in your life to become as natural as breathing, just like today. Fucking spontaneous. We didn't have any plans. I was going to be on the couch and boom, we fucking slayed the day. I want that to be your life. Not even thinking about it. Nothing happened. It was an amazing day. The weather was beautiful. Everything was perfect. I mean, my kids were a little crazy, but I haven't seen them in a long time. So that goes without saying. I expected it. Okay. Bitch, I love you. Get some microdosing in your life. Find a weed guy. Message me at brandonlynette.com or you can fucking message me on Facebook. Whatever it takes. I want you to feel this freedom. That's it. All right, bitch. I love you. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week.